Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston today will review its safety measures and protocols after the shooting of a doctor inside the hospital yesterday. Last night, the hospital said the doctor, identified as 44-year-old Michael Davidson of Wellesley, died of his injuries. Investigators say the gunman, 55-year-old Stephen Passeri of Millbury, deliberately targeted Davidson and then took his own life. It's the type of situation, Brigham Chief Operating Officer Dr. Ron Walls says all hospital staff have been carefully trained to address.
There is no amount of preparation that anyone can do that completely eliminates the prospect of any of this kind of tragic event happening. But we do believe we have responsibility, and we're working hard to meet that responsibility to have all of our people completely prepared in the best way we can, so that when something like this happens, if it happens, and whatever it is, our staff is able to respond.
Given what happened yesterday, joining us this morning to discuss hospital safety is John Irwin, Executive Director of the Conference of Boston Teaching Hospitals. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So how big a concern is safety of patients and staff inside hospitals?
Well, workplace safety in any setting, I think, is a concern to all employers and employees. But obviously, in the healthcare setting, you often have a heightened sense of emotions. So our hospitals have all developed highly detailed protocols and policies regarding workplace safety and active shooters. And those situations are often drilled and tested, and where necessary, fine-tuned after those drills and tests.
So it's likely that the plans will be fine-tuned after this incident, and certainly this incident is going to heighten concerns.
Yeah, after any real-life incident, obviously there's a highly detailed debrief, and lessons learned from that are shared with other hospitals.
As we understand it, Brigham and Women's had made its own training video to educate staff about how to respond to someone with a gun. And here's a clip of another training video, this one produced by the State Department of Public Health.
Dr. Wilson, where are you?
Sir.
Dr. Wilson.
Sir, there's patients.
Who's
on the
Dr.
floor.
Wilson?
Can you quiet down? How can I help you?
You want quiet? It's quiet at the cemetery where my mother is.
Oh, my
Wilson!
God, he's got a gun.
You're a dead man.
That, again, a training video. John Irwin, what's the goal of hospital staff training for these types of emergencies?
I think you'd see in that video, it's a review of basically all the points in the interaction where hospital staff could become involved to recognize the possibility of violence. You know, in that video, it's somebody coming in and asking, and he's obviously irate, coming in and asking the front desk receptionist where a particular doctor is, and his activities slowly escalate. And at points during the interaction, there are opportunities for people, again, in all points in the continuum there, to alert security. So it really gives everybody the sense that the entire staff, not just security, is involved in these types of incidents in alerting and preparing and reacting to them.
I want to ask a question that looks ahead. There are no metal detectors, as I understand it, at Brigham and Women's or other Boston hospitals, but they're common in so many other places, courthouses, airports, the Massachusetts State House. Do hospitals have to think about joining that group?
Well, every time an incident like this happens, I think it's an opportunity for hospitals to reconsider or visit that decision. But we're community resources. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we want hospitals to be welcoming facilities where people feel comfortable seeking help. But obviously, you need to strike a balance between protecting patients and staff and fostering that atmosphere. And to date, most hospitals here and nationally, you don't see many metal detectors nationally in hospitals. Most hospitals have determined that the balance can be struck without the use of metal detectors.
Are there security procedures in place at other hospitals and other places in the U.S. that are not in place here in Boston that might be something that Boston area hospitals should take a look at?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, we are leaders, quite frankly, in hospital emergency preparedness. A lot of cities look to us. So there's a lot of information sharing, and I think that we are pretty cutting edge in that respect. A lot of our top security people are national leaders in healthcare security organizations.
John Irwin, Executive Director at the Conference of Boston Teaching Hospitals, thanks a lot for your time this morning.
Thanks, Bob.